This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Bob Ford is the director of golf at Oakmont. He's been at Oakmont since 1975, becoming the head professional back in 1979. Bob is going to be retiring following next week's U.S. Open. It is a pleasure to welcome Bob Ford to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Bob.
John, how are you? Yeah, thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Thanks for doing this. What's the difference about the Oakmont of today compared to the Oakmont of 1979? And I'm not talking about the golf course. We'll get to the golf course and the trees. What's different about the club?
Well, I would say not incredibly great things are different. You know, it's a local membership. We do have 50 national members that are new as of the year 2000. So we have some guys scattered around the country that get to come in a few times a year. But basically, you know, sadly, you know, we try to be all things to all people, which kind of means you're a jack of all trades and a master of none. So, I mean, we're a family club, we're a business club, we're a golfers club, we're a players club. You know, we really try to accommodate all of our members and all of their needs in so many different ways. We've always done that. So, you know, the other thing that's different as of the late 90s is that we have housing on property now. Actually, there was a house I lived in for 25 years, John, and a house the manager lived in for 20-some years, and we've turned both of those houses into guest lodging for our members, and they've been incredibly successful. And, you know, it's helped our food and beverage business. You know, they stay here, they eat here, and so that's a bit different. Otherwise, you know, pretty similar.
For those who have not had the pleasure of being there, it's a country club, right? It's swimming pools and all of the things that go along with a country club in a neighborhood.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's in a little tiny neighborhood of Oakmont, and we have swimming, we have tennis, we have skeet, paddle tennis, yeah, it's a country club. You know, we're open 24/7 and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's a busy members club.
You have been, you are, a very good player. How much of that had to do with the fact that when you stepped out on that first tee to play, you were playing Oakmont?
Well, you know, playing Oakmont day in and day out, you know, when I would go to other clubs, you know, it kind of didn't seem like it was as difficult, obviously, as playing a difficult golf course every day, John. So, you know, from that standpoint, it helped. There's also a game here called the SWAT that started back in the 20s, or teens for that matter, and it's a scratch game that they play three times a week, and there's an A, B, C, D player, and you play each team for $10 Nassau now, so you can win or lose a fair amount of money each day. And, you know, because it's only one ball of the group, scratch, so obviously my team is usually not a strong team, you know, the A, B, and the C, B, C, and D players, so you know, I have to play pretty hard, and you know, you got three guys watching you try to make a 5-foot downhill slider, and we're going to win or lose $100 for it. You know, it makes you really grind, and I think it really helped me become a better player of the SWAT, playing in the SWAT all the time.
In your heyday, how often would you play?
Well, you know, when I was an assistant, I played twice a week out of the three, and, you know, when I took over, you know, over the last 37 years, it's kind of varied like a wave. You know, sometimes I play a lot, sometimes I wouldn't play at all. And I'd say today I play, you know, once or twice a week again. I try to get out there and play. It just gives me a great opportunity to play with different members all the time. I don't play with the same guys. And it's a great game, and they, you know, they're the big supporters of the club. And it's just, you know, it's just a great way to get a game.
We're talking with Bob Ford. He is retiring as director of golf at Oakmont. Let's talk about a couple of myths. The myth that says that when the USGA comes to Oakmont to hold the Open, you got to cut the rough, you got to slow down the greens. True?
No, John, it's really not true, but it's a good story, so we kind of stick to it. We get a lot of laughs out of it. But what is true is that in September, we hold the annual SWAT party, which is a weekend of, you know, members and the guests and all my former staff come back. And, you know, we have, probably 30 teams of eightsomes that go out there and play. And the greens during that SWAT party are legitimately 15 or 16. They're off the charts. So the U.S. Open would never play the greens that fast. So that's kind of where that statement comes from.
Why do the members say yes to holding events the magnitude of a U.S. Open?
Well, I think they all consider it a privilege and an honor. You can imagine, I'm sure you belong to a club in Augusta, you imagine the U.S. Open coming there, what a thrill it would be for you and your family and your clients and your friends. And our members embrace it. Our founder, it was one of his guiding principles, you know, I want to build the hardest golf course and so that we can host national championships. And that's what we do. And, you know, when you join here, you know that's what we do. And there's really no question about it.
Do you think it's the toughest course in the country, Bob?
Well, I think day in and day out, I think it is. It's incredibly hard. It's annoying from a standpoint of some of the you can get in spots on the greens where you just can't get there from there. And you got to be a very precise player, and you got to be very fortunate. And the guy that drives it well and makes all his putts is going to win here.
I did have someone say to me when I was there that if you're not a very good golfer, you can enjoy playing the golf course because you're kind of bad everywhere. But if you've got some level of talent, and if you're a single digit handicapper, it's going to drive you crazy.
Well, you know, what's unusual about Oakmont, John, is that the driving zones never change once the U.S. Open comes here. So, you know, every other golf course in America, when the Open's gone, they widen the fairways back out. And we don't do that. You know, every decade when they come and they narrow the fairways, that's what we play for the next decade. And so it's a very demanding driving golf course. The bunkers are right up against the fairways. They're very severe. And, you know, you don't drive it straight. You're chipping out and probably making double, you know, because from there you got the same shot if you'd have driven the fairway. And it's just a really, really, really hard golf course.
Yeah, if you're looking for somebody to second what you just said about chipping out and making double, I will second that for you. let's talk about the trees. How many trees were removed from the golf course? And for those, you know, who watched the Open back in 2007, will it look markedly different to them?
I don't think in 07. There are a couple of views that are remarkably different than 07. But all in all, we had most of them done by 07. And you know, to put a number on it, you know, I visited this morning, as a matter of fact, with the guy that started the tree program, Bank Smith, a member here, and was club president and grounds chairman, and we were kind of going over that number because the Golf Channel is going to do a special next week on the tree removal here. It really kind of started it's okay to take trees down around the country. You know, many clubs said, you know, they did it at Oakmont. Look at what Oakmont did. And the USGA was, well, you guys ought to go see Oakmont. They did it, and you ought to see it. So, you know, they really inspired a lot of clubs to start taking it down. I would say probably, and we were talking 12 to 15,000, you know, like what constitutes a tree, you know, these little things that we
right.
took out. We took out, you know, a forest of trees in some places that had no effect on the golf course, just on the views. So it's, well, as you saw, Johnny, you know, it's pretty extraordinary.
Has taking out those trees, you talked about it not having an effect on the golf course, has it made maintenance easier?
It has, yeah, for sure. You know, there's no competition for the grass now with the trees. So, we had trees growing under bunkers. We had them growing under the greens. I mean, they were freaking everywhere. And they played havoc. You know, plus now we don't have any problem with leaves, picking up the leaves in the fall.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
So it's been a great boost agronomically for us.
Many in the golf world know that you are the director of golf and at Oakmont, and along with that, you're at one of golf's other great clubs, Seminole. Are you leaving golf altogether, or will you still be at Seminole?
Johnny, yeah, thanks. I will stay at Seminole for as long as they'll have me. And, Seminole just couldn't be any more different than Oakmont. They're two totally opposite type places. You know, Seminole, they only serve lunch, no breakfast, no dinner. It's not open 24/7. There's no housing. There's kind of no hang there. You just kind of play golf and go. And it's all about golf, and members play together all the time. And they've got a skins game down there, very very similar to our SWAT here, where you just call in and we make up the teams, and everybody goes and has a little gambling game, and it's another great club in America.
Well, I'm glad you're staying in the game. I had a great time a couple of weeks ago up at Oakmont. Thank you for doing this. Best of luck with the Open, with the week, and with everything, Bob. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, you're kind to say thank you, John. Appreciate it.